Commit your way to the Lord. Commit to the Lord everything you do. Then he will make your plans succeed. Proverbs 16:3. Committing it all. Giving God all of your life and all of your plans and all the work you do is key. Following Jesus. Let us assume that you have decided to take Jesus as your Savior and follow him. You have asked God to forgive you of your confessed sins through Christ's death on the cross for you. You know that you now belong to Christ and are giving him all of yourself. Fully, you commit your way to the Lord. Furthermore, you realize that all the things you do and say and all the work that you do in the office or in the home is committed to God. There is, in fact, nothing at all that you own or work at that is not under his eye and for his glory. All for him. All that you do is for him. With this mindset and in pure and total commitment, there is only a deep desire on your part to do that which is pleasing to God. You seek the will of God above all else, the joy. You want to bring him the joy that truly knowing Christ brings to you. Furthermore, your spouse and children will now be hearing you read God's word to them, and you will pray together with them. They know from your lips that you want to live for God and do only that which is pleasing to him. You are careful with your speech and attitude with your family, friends, neighbors, and in the workplace. Life is lived for God every day of the week, and not just on Sundays in church. You commit your way to the Lord in everything. God's plans become our plans. God's promise to us is that when the believer commits everything to the Lord, then he will make our plans succeed. Our plans, you remember, are already in line with his will. We will not be looking for things that we know are not necessary and selfish. In addition, we will be looking for opportunities to serve God better. The desire to be better witnesses for our wonderful Father God and Jesus is always in our hearts. Since our plans are to fulfill his plans for us, we are in alignment with his will. Thus, there is no seeking beyond his will. Plans succeed. He will make our plans succeed. All that we truly need for joy is found in God. He alone sent his Son for us and infills us with his Holy Spirit to lead and guide and comfort us as we ask him. Joy is found in the living of our lives here on earth. We also have the anticipation of heaven with Christ for eternity, joyfully within the will of God. Committing everything you do to the Lord will indeed cause all of our pure and perfect plans to succeed, for they are within the will of God.